Now to Rowan Atkinson, the man with the most famous smirk on screen. His latest film is Johnny English Reborn, and yes, here he is wearing a dinner jacket, trying to look suave and wearing the smirk which heralds a pratfall any moment now. Did anyone mention the idea of British intelligence?
Pamela Thornton, head of MI7.
Johnny English.
You've been away for some time, English.
Frankly, I didn't want to see you back. You are everything I came into this service to change.
To ensure protocol is observed, I'm sending someone with you.
It'll be an honour, sir.
Well, it'll be good to have somebody to carry the bags.
You made a laughingstock out of this service once, English. Not on my watch. Clear?
Crystal clear, Pegasus.
Anyone seen the voice-changing travel lozenges?
James Bond spoofs are part of cinema's cultural baggage, I reckon. Like Elvis impersonators, they're worldwide. The French recently brought their Bond spoof back to life. Agent OSS 117, a magnificently dignified Nong, played in recent incarnations by Jean Dujardin. Check out Cairo Nest of Spies for some good belly laughs. Johnny English, Britain's own Bond spoof, was born as a Barclay card commercial in the 90s. Rowan Atkinson liked the character, and so the first Johnny English film came along in 2003. Now English has come back from years in a monastery where he's tried to meditate and discipline himself to conquer the shame of his last big career stuff-up. The Chinese premier is to visit London, and Gillian Anderson, as the head of the rebranded Toshiba British Intelligence Service, has learnt of a credible threat to his life. English is drafted, equipped with a batch of fantasy gadgets, only some of which he actually masters, and goes on to tackle the conspirators. The film moves briskly along, with English's belief in his superior powers always leaving him one stumble from disaster. This time the producers have tried to make him slightly more lovable, even occasionally a nice chap, and they've broadened their canvas to include classic James Bond locations, ski runs, mid-air fights, dangling from a cable car, that sort of thing. But I reckon the real suspense is watching English to put a perennial foot wrong and then somehow retrieve his balance. I think it's a hoot. Rowan Atkinson is one of the supreme physical comedians. His face has made his fortune. I've been a devotee since the days of Blackadder. But I wondered how the rubbery Atkinson face and the endless routines actually evolved. Did he always use it to make people laugh? Does he practice?